Welcome back. Well, the second quarter RMB BER Business Confidence Index has fallen by 6 points to 39 after an 11-point drama for a surge in the first quarter. This as the reality of subdued economic activity kicks in. Business activity is worsening in some sectors. Policy uncertainty around the country's land question persists. Oil prices are on the rise and the global economic uptick is waning. But despite this, RMB maintains that the trend in business confidence remains upwards, even if it is just tentative. Isam Hlanga, who's economist at RMB, joins us in studio now to discuss the index and its expectations in greater detail. Thanks so much, Isa, for joining us today. So, as I say, after surging from 34 to 45 points in the first quarter, we've seen this index now retreat to 39 points in the second quarter. Safe to say, the Ramaphoria has worn thin.
Yeah, I think it's correct to say that the overconfidence or the exuberance that we had in the first quarter is catching up to the reality of the underlying economy. You would know first quarter GDP contracted, retail sales that were released today also were quite poor, manufacturing were poor. It's a general realization that businesses have now accepted that we haven't seen any improvement in economic activity. Therefore, we had to see some retracement in terms of business confidence. But I think what is more concerning is four of the five subsectors that we survey have seen confidence decline. But not only that, we also see their confidence between 30 and 40, mm-hmm. all of the four, which means 60% at the minimum of business executives that we survey are dissatisfied with business conditions.
Absolutely. A lot of that weighing or coming as a result of the policy uncertainty that is still weighing on investors' minds, with a lot seeming to still be happening in the background and a lot less forthcoming than was expected. So while governance issues have been tackled hard, do you think enough attention is being paid to actual structural economic concerns that threatens South Africa's economic path to recovery, or do we have to be a little bit more patient with our expectations?
I think policy uncertainty is one factor, but there are real factors that also contributed to the decline in confidence. If you look at the building contractors' confidence, it declined. You'd remember from the February budget that was released, government cut $85 billion in public spending, which implies this is money government is not going to spend. And if you look closely onto that number, where did they cut? They cut investment. It's municipalities that are no longer investing in infrastructure, no longer building roads, which means the work that is given to building contractors also declines. That dents their confidence. If you look in the manufacturing sector, you look at export-facing manufacturers, they saw external demand decline. Our major trading partners, you look at Europe, you look at the UK, you look at the US, they all moderated in terms of their growth, which means the synchronized growth story that was in the first quarter is no longer the case in the second quarter. And that has to also impact confidence of export-facing manufacturers. You look at in retail as well, we've seen quite a significant petrol price increase. You also see the rand also weakening quite significantly, which means that is going to hit into the pockets of the consumer, which will impact retail. But yeah. I think the biggest one is car dealers, which saw the highest decline in confidence by 17 points. Mm-hmm. We have to understand this in the context of the increase in VAT that we saw that kicked at the beginning of April. So consumers were trying to front run the increase in VAT by purchasing most of what they required in the first quarter so that they don't get hit by the increase in price in the second
quarter. And where that came to bear on vehicle sales, it also came to bear on durable goods sales as well, because the uptick that we had seen in the first quarter on the durable goods front came to an almost abrupt halt in the second quarter. And I guess that reflecting how attuned the South African consumer has become to leveraging off buying opportunities within the current environment, when and how they make their purchases.
Absolutely. Durable goods are normally bulky, more expensive, which means the cost that consumers have to bear by just a 1 percentage point increase in value is quite significant. So they had to shift or to push forward those purchasing decisions to the first quarter rather than in the second quarter. So absolutely, it's we had to expect confidence to decline.
Yeah. Some have been highlighting that South Africa's business climate would remain largely positive and optimistic as long as there's clear acknowledgement of the challenges that face South Africa. Do you agree?
I think the challenges that are facing the country, they're clearly known, they're clearly acknowledged. But an acknowledgement by itself is not going to lead to an improvement in economic activity. There has to be a follow-through in terms of putting together actionable plans of how to resolve the problems of the country. So we have seen quite a lot of changes in the boards of SOEs. We have seen a lot of pronouncements in terms of attracting $100 billion in investment. But that alone is not going to cut it. The business environment requires certainty. Mm-hmm. The IMF released a report yesterday where they mentioned some of the issues that are still holding business confidence lower, including the issue of land expropriation without compensation, including the issue of the mining charter, mm-hmm. for instance, the issue of rolling out spectrum. And these are not new things. We have always known about these things. National Treasury, in fact, had done some calculations which were published in the budget where they said if these bottlenecks were to be removed, it could lift economic growth to 3.8%. So they are not new. It's a matter of implementation that has always meant that we don't capitalize on the global growth story. But quite more concerning, we have quite a weak economic activity. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we have the global environment turning against emerging markets and in South Africa in particular, which means we have to pull up our socks in terms of resolving these issues that are holding the economy back.
Absolutely. How much of a boost would a certainty around both the mining charter and government's land reform plans actually bring to the fore, though, I say? And I ask because, you know, these are both very socio-political hot potatoes that could see, you know, social tension rise within the economy.
No, that's true. I think if you look at land expropriation, it's more broader. It falls under a much broader theme of land reform. Land reform gives people an asset base, and it is an asset base that gives them purchasing power. So it can actually unlock some of the value that is still sitting as just potential without being unlocked. So it can give quite a significant boost. Even in terms of investment in the mining sector, for instance, you need certain in terms of the rules that are going to govern any company that is going to establish a mining company.
Amidst it all, what the anomaly is the second quarter performance that was put on by wholesalers. Confidence jumped there from 53 to 62. What are you attributing that to? Because, of course, it stands in contrast to the rest of the sector's performances.
I think wholesalers is quite very peculiar. It has always posted numbers that seems to diverge from the other sectors. But I think one explanation that we think could explain that jump is consumers now have access to go and buy directly from the wholesalers. They buy in bulky, which means they shift from the normal retailers and go directly to the consumer in an effort to save on the sales that are given on buying bulky. So that gives wholesalers a little bit of a boost because they now compete directly
with the
retailers.
Let's leave it there, Isa. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio today. Of course, SM Mhlanga is economist at RMB.